Chapter 10, When Fate Connects. In the bustling streets of post-war Frankfurt, amidst the harmonious clamor of a bustling community, the familiar scent of freshly brewed coffee wafted from a cozy cafe that had seen better days. It was here that Elizabeth Müller often sought solace. Today she was engrossed in F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby, contemplating the allure of the American dream. On this particular evening, Elizabeth was arguing with her friends over the American military presence in Germany. "They aren't just soldiers," she passionately asserted, her blue eyes alight with conviction. "They're people with hopes, dreams, and fears just like us." Unknown to her, a tall figure had entered the cafe. David Mitchell, wearing his crisply ironed military uniform, was the embodiment of that American presence Elizabeth defended. The short-cropped, chestnut-brown hair and sharp green eyes inherited from his father, Joe, observed the surroundings. He noticed the blonde woman discussing animatedly and recognized the cover of the book she was holding. His love for literature was hard to contain. "F. Scott Fitzgerald, a good choice," he remarked with a smile, deciding to approach her table. Elizabeth looked up, taken aback. She responded with a playful smirk. "Ah, the tale of the American dream. Are you living yours?" She pointedly glanced at his uniform. "I'm David," he said, extending his hand, trying to keep his tone light. "David Mitchell." "Elizabeth Müller," she responded, her grip firm and confident. As the evening progressed, the two delved deeper into discussions, ranging from literature to their dreams, and inevitably to the post-war dynamics of Germany. The weight of their shared history hung palpably in the air, bridged by their blossoming camaraderie. Elizabeth's impeccable English surprised David, who remarked on it, to which she credited her encouragement by a schoolteacher's foresight. The conversation outlasted her friend's attention, and the two remained deep in conversation. David's introspective demeanor opened up when discussing his father. Joe shared stories about the bond between soldiers, the horrors of war, and some near-miraculous moments on the battlefield. Elizabeth, her curiosity piqued, asked, "Miracles?" With hesitation, David shared his father's tale of narrowly escaping death in Normandy, his life saved by a family locket that stopped a German sniper's bullet. As he narrated, Elizabeth's face grew pale. She shared her father Carl's story of an American sniper's bullet halted by a mere handkerchief in his pocket. In a shared moment of realization, the weight of their intertwined histories pressed upon them. The coincidence seemed too profound. "Your father, was he Carl Müller?" David's voice wavered, searching her face for an answer. Elizabeth nodded, tears forming in her eyes. "And you're Joseph Mitchell's son?" The cafe, with its ambient noise, faded into the background. Their fathers, once on opposite sides of a war, were bound by fate, and now so were they. After their encounter, Elizabeth, back in Hamburg, introduced David's existence to her family during a dinner conversation. Her parents, especially Carl, had their apprehensions. However, Anna, sensing her daughter's genuine feelings, vouched for her judgment. Carl, reflecting on his past and the lessons he had learned, agreed. "The past is just that, the past. We should judge individuals for who they are, not where they come from." David and Elizabeth's bond grew stronger with each passing day. They weren't just two individuals enamored with each other. Their connection was a testament to the fact that love, understanding, and acceptance could heal even the most profound wounds. The stories of their fathers, the war-torn past, and their serendipitous meeting were evidence of destiny's mysterious ways.